We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, in those days, I sat in a chair on the platform, you know, and would take him one by one, talk to him. When I talked to him, I found out, you know, well, who are you? I'm so-and-so. Well, I want to find out, is he a Christian? Well, I'm a member of the First Baptist Church. I said, well, you could be a member here, right here, of this church, the First Assembly of God, but that wouldn't make you a Christian. Have you been born again? Do you know your child? Brother Hagin, he said, I know I'm born again. I know I'm a child of God. I said, that's fine. Good. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. I'll accept your testimony. Now, you came for healing for these two boys. Yes. I said, and these boys are 9 and 7 years of age. I said, now, you know, do you believe in divine healing? Brother Hagin, he said, I do. I sat right there. Somebody told me about this meeting, but he had his Bible. Said, I sat right there and followed you in every scripture you gave.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And let not the husband put away his wife. That man went right against the will of God and went right on preaching. I just soon hear a donkey bray at midnight in a tin barn. I'd get more good out of the braying, because that's all the donkey can do is bray. I'm telling you the truth. Isn't that what the Word said? I said, isn't that what the Word said? Say it out loud. The Word of God is the will of God. Now, I'm just using that as an illustration. The same thing true concerning anything else the Word said. That's God's will for me. Well, for instance, when he said, be careful for nothing. Now, like I said, that's a little blind way we talk. Do not fret, have any anxiety about anything. That's God's will for me then, isn't it? That's God's will for me, not to fret, not to be anxious, not to worry about anything. Well, then all of my worrying and all of my fretting, then I'm out of the will of God. Yeah, y'all pray for me that I'll do the will of God. Well, start doing the Word then, and you're doing the will. The Word will just tell you just about every area of life. Amen. 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 All right. Let's go on, though. You found the scriptures that promise you the things you're praying for. Meditate constantly on those scriptures that you base the answer of your prayer on, you see. And then see yourself with what you've asked for. And make plans accordingly as if it were already a reality. Because after all, you remember Proverbs 4, 4th chapter, 20th through the 21st verse. God said, my son, that means my daughter too, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, keep them in the midst of thine heart, let them not depart from before thine eyes, for they, my words, are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. But notice that part, let them not depart from before your eyes. Now, for instance, see, he said, attend to my words. Now, we use that in connection with healing because you wind up saying there, health, all your flesh. But right on the other hand, if whatever the word is, whatever the word or words of God are, and see, you found the scriptures. You took step number one. You found the scriptures that promise you the things you're praying for. Well, if God's word says it's yours, you're bound to see yourself with it. You know what whips a lot of people? See, the Bible said healing's ours. The Bible said, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. The Bible said, by whose stripes ye were healed. The Bible said, pray ye one for another that you may be healed. The fervent effects of prayer of a righteous man availeth much. See, God's not going to tell you to pray for something you couldn't have. Wouldn't that be stupid? I don't believe God's stupid. He wouldn't tell you to pray for something that's not his will. Amen? Amen. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. He said also, is any sick among them, call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anoint the name of the Lord. Prayer of faith, save the sick, and Lord, raise him up. And so many, many scriptures on the subject of healing you define. But you see what happened? People are prayed for a lot of times. And instead of believing and keep meditating on what the scripture says and see themselves with what the scripture says there, they keep looking from the net. Yeah, but the doctor said so and so. See what I mean? They see the wrong thing. Let them not depart from before thine eyes. I was holding a meeting in Port Arthur, Texas in 1952. Now, we just put on our own meeting, like we do a lot of time. You know, just use the facilities of the First Assembly of God Church. It's not the First Assembly of God Church's meeting. It's our meeting. Several churches cooperate. We just use their facility because they had the largest auditorium there at that time. Well, now, I want to illustrate something to you. In that meeting, here came a man that worked, had a very responsible position. See, the Port Arthur Gulf refinery there, Texaco refinery there. At that time, I don't know if they may have, Texaco's still there, Gulf may have sold out. I don't know anyway. And so here's this man. He teaches a Bible class in the First Baptist Church, Port Arthur, Texas. And he's one of the top men of the Gulf Oil Company in that area, you see. So you know he had a man of some education, some intellect, so on. But he came to our meeting, and he brought two boys, his two sons. Now, in those days, I sat in a chair on the platform, you know, and would take them one by one, talk to them. When I talked to him, I found out, you know, well, who are you? I'm so-and-so. Well, I want to find out, is he a Christian? Well, I'm a member of the First Baptist Church. I said, well, you could be a member here, right here, of this church, the First Assembly of God, but that wouldn't make you a Christian. Have you been born again? Do you know your child? Brother Hagin, he said, I know I'm born again. I know I'm a child of God. I said, that's fine. Good. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. I'll accept your testimony. Now, you came for healing for these two boys. Yes. I said, and these boys are 9 and 7 years of age. I said, now, you know, do you believe in divine healing? Brother Hagin, he said, I do. I sat right there. Somebody told me about this meeting, but he had his Bible. He said, I sat right there and followed you in every scripture you gave. He said, it's Bible. It's scriptural. He said, I talked to my pastor about it. He said, well, we don't believe in that. We don't pray. You know, he just sort of prayed in the general. Well, God bless the sick. You know, remember the sick as though he's going to forget them. You know, that's about the extent of their prayer, you know. But he said, it's in the Bible. Well, I said, what's wrong with these boys? Well, he said, here in Port Arthur, they couldn't, local doctors couldn't just, and of course, this is January 1952, decide. So they sent him over to that medical clinic over in New Orleans. What's the name of it? It's still in existence. It's very renowned, you know. And so he said, they sent the boys over there, and they finally said to me, after several weeks, well, we have some good news and bad news for you. Most of it's bad. At least the good news is this, we found out what's wrong with them. The bad news is that it's incurable. The bad news is that they'll be dead within 5 years. That's not much for boys 9 and 7, is it? Some way or another, something happened and their body doesn't do right. Instead of growing and getting bigger, they get smaller. And so he said, I just came. See, they wanted me to bring them back every 3 months. They want to follow it. They want to study it. You know, because they don't know much about it. Very few people ever had it. And so he said, every time they measure their arm, measure around here, measure their leg. He said, every time the boys have shrunk a little more. In fact, this 9-year-old, there they were right in front of me, he's gone from a 9-year-old back down to the size of a 6-year-old. The 7-year-old had gone back down to the size of about a 4-year-old. And they said, they'll just die. There's nothing going to be done. Well, I said, the Lord will heal them. He said, I believe it. I laid my hands on it, cursed it, commanded him to be well. Now, you couldn't tell much about it right then, but see, I'm back in that church the next year. Then I'm back in that church 1954. That's 2 years later, preaching. He'd had the boys right back to the same doctor. Can't find a thing wrong with them. They started growing again. They're as big as they should be at their age. And now then, him and his wife filled the Holy Ghost. He's teaching a Bible class in the First Assembly of God Church instead of the First Baptist Church. Amen. Now, here's what I'm saying to you. See, incurable. Nobody's ever been that medical science knew anything about. But in the same meeting, now that's a Baptist man. In the same meeting, here's a Pentecostal lady. Now, she's not a member of that First Assembly. She's a member of another Assembly of God church there in the vicinity. She comes up in the same healing line. Not the same night, but you know what I mean, the same meeting in the healing line. Well, what'd you come for? Well, she began to tell me what all the doctors said was wrong with it. Same clinic over there in New Orleans, you see. And so she'd been there, see, world-renowned doctors. And her condition's incurable. Well, the condition of the two boys was incurable. Terminal. They're going to be dead in a matter of a little while. She's going to be dead in a little longer than them, but not much longer, a few years maybe. And she's Pentecostal. Heard healing teach probably most all of her life. He's Baptist and never heard it till somebody told him about the meeting. He said, "I've been coming, sitting back there following you, you know, with my Bible, marking my Bible." Well, I said, you know, inquired of her, "Then are you a Christian?" "Yeah, I'm a member in such and such Assembly of God church." "Well," I said, "you could be a member of the first church here, and that wouldn't make you a Christian. Have you been born again?" "I know I'm born again. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I speak with other tongues." "Fine, I'll accept your testimony." I said, "Don't let the devil talk you out of it." "Well, now, will you be healed now when I lay hands on?" See, that's what I asked the Baptist man. See, he can believe for those boys. He's responsible for them. Now, when they get grown, they'll have to believe for themselves. But you see, he has the authority to do that because they're his children. Are you following me? Yes. And so I said to him, "Will they be healed?" He said, "Brother Hagin, they will be. They'll be healed. Just go ahead, put your hand on." And they were. I said to her, the Pentecostal woman, in the same way, "Will you be healed now as I lay my hands on you?" She said, "Well, I don't think so." I said, "Why?" "Well, yeah, but now Dr. So-and-so, and he's a world-renowned doctor, and he said..." See, she still sees herself with what the doctor said, instead of seeing herself with what God said. You see what I'm saying to you? I talked to her a little more. I said, "Yes, but now hear the word of God. You know the word of God. Here, got my Bible, showed it to her." I know all them scriptures in there, Brother Hagin, but you know you can't never tell what might happen. I said, "Yes, you can tell what might happen. What will happen is just exactly what the word said if you will believe it."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And coming up, September the 25th through the 27th, can't believe it's the 25th anniversary of Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. Wow, the years have passed way too fast.
Yeah, I know. You and Denise have really been working on that. I mean,
that's right.
That when that week arrives, I just stay out of the way.
You do. You take care of yourself because you know that you're not getting any pampering from me, right?
That's right. But then the same thing happens when the men's conference comes up in November, okay?
Yes, yes.
Well, hey, we've had such a great time with you today. Thanks for being with us.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.